Actually, I've got a loud enough voice, you can probably hear me without this. I grew up in Baltimore on York Road in Govens. I say this to let you know that money was not a surplus in our household. I went to Johns Hopkins. I worked at the Sun, first as a copy boy and then as an editorial assistant. I worked full-time, went to school full-time. Most of the time, I didn't know whether it was time to eat, sleep, or, well, you know what the other thing is. So, like most people, I dreamed of a big score. You make a hit. In 1975, I wrote a book for the 100th anniversary of the Preakness and became involved in horse racing. 1981, I was covering horse racing in North America for Reuters, the British news agency. Beaumont Stakes Day, 1981, I'm in New York covering the race. The night before, I go with a group of reporters and we go to Chinatown. I get a fortune cookie that says, "Among the lucky, you are the chosen one." Now, who gets a fortune cookie like this? It doesn't say you're going to have good fortune. Among the lucky, you are the chosen one. I went immediately to an all-night poker game where I lost all my money. How lucky am I? Get back to my friend's apartment. I'm staying with Steve Christ, who's now the publisher of the Racing Forum. At that time, he was the racing writer for the New York Times. I was staying with Steve. And we got back to his apartment at 4:30 in the morning. I have to be at the track at 5:30 to take a shower, go right out to the track, did the morning interviews. That's 5 hours later in London. I have to file a story. Write the story, 10:30, fall asleep in the press box. 1:50 for the first race, I wake up, and I yell across the room, "Steve, loan me $40. First race, there's a horse I know, I don't have to handicap, I look at the race, there's a horse from Maryland, if there's any horse players here, you've probably heard of an old-time trainer named Sonny Hine, and Sonny had a horse named Amber Pass. I bet $20 to win on Sonny, on Amber Pass, and a $20 daily double with one horse in the second race. Well, Amber Pass wins the first race by as far as I can throw a baseball. Second race, it's a five-horse photo on the wire, and thank God, my horse had a nose like mine, he put it out first. Now, I know it's my day. I'm in a zone. And I start to run it up. I hit every race. I won every single race. When I walked into the racetrack, I had two briefcases full of books with history. When I walked out, the books were still in the press box, and these briefcases were filled with $100 bills. I came back to Steve's apartment and said, "Look, we're in New York City. I've got over $100,000 in cash. Let's take some of this money, get a limo, and do the town." He says, "Okay, but first I'm going to take a shower." I laid down on the couch. I fell asleep. Next thing you know, it's 10:30 in the morning. I said, "Steve, why didn't you wake me up?" He said, "I was so tired of watching you cash that money, I fell asleep too." Came back to Baltimore, and I did this in the best place in the world, because John Steadman wrote a story on it in the News American, the old News American. Boston Herald wrote a story on it. And I sat down with my wife at the time and said, "What are we going to do with this?" So we bought a farm, bought horses. At one point, I owned 54 racehorses. But just to show you that in the end, if you gamble, they get you. These days, my ex-wife is sailing the Greek islands in her brand new 72-foot going ocean-going yacht. And I'm preparing to take part in the World Series of Poker next year.